visiting teaching message, feeling the love of the Lord through humility. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. Elder Marlon K. Jensen of the 70. The Savior has given us a model for developing humility. When his disciples approached him and inquired, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" he responded by placing a little child in their midst. Becoming like a child is a gradual process of spiritual development in which we are aided by the Holy Ghost and our reliance on Christ's atonement. Through this process, we will eventually acquire the childlike attributes of meekness, humility, patience, love, and spiritual submissiveness. True humility will inevitably lead us to say to God, "Thy will be done." And because what we are does affect what we do, our submissiveness will be reflected in our reverence, gratitude, and willingness to accept callings, counsel, and correction. To Walk Humbly with Thy God, Liahona, July 2001, page 10, and Ensign, May 2001, page 10. Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10. Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand. President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency. Humility is all about keeping one's balance. For example, when you receive a compliment, receive it graciously, but don't let it go to your head. A person who is humble is teachable. Indeed, the Lord has promised, "For my spirit is sent forth into the world to enlighten the humble and contrite." From DNC, section 136, verse 33. And The Virtues of Righteous Daughters of God, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 109. Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President, says, "Our weaknesses can direct our hearts toward Heavenly Father and His will for us. This can be a hard thing. It's painful. It's daunting. But it's humbling, and when we are humble enough to acknowledge our dependence on the Lord in overcoming those weaknesses, He fills our hearts with His everlasting love, turning our weaknesses into strengths. It takes humility to seek further direction in learning His will for us. One powerful way to do so is through a patriarchal blessing, which gives a deeper understanding of His love for us as it tells us of our gifts, His admonitions, and His promises for each of us. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up." James chapter 4, verse 10. Bishop Richard C. Edgley, first counselor in the Presiding Bishopric, says, "Humbly submitting our will to the Father brings us the empowerment of God, the power of humility. It is the power to meet life's adversities, the power of peace, the power of hope, the power of a heart throbbing with a love for and testimony of the Savior Jesus Christ, even the power of redemption. To this end, the Savior is our supreme example of the power of humility and submissiveness. After all, His submitting His will to the Father brought about the greatest and even the most powerful event in all of history. Perhaps some of the most sacred words in all the Scripture are simply, 'Not my will, but thine be done.'" Luke chapter 22, verse 42. And The Empowerment of Humility, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 99. Questions. What examples of humility have helped you feel the love of the Lord? How does humility in daily living bring you closer to the Lord? End of visiting teaching message.